Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Remember, we give the overnight opens every morning at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 5:11, up 1 on the open. September, 5:21, down 1 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.87, up a half on the open. September, 4.05, up a quarter. December, 4.23 1/2, up a half. March, 4.39 1/2, up 3/4. May, 4.48, up a half on the open. July corn opened at 2.42 1/2, up 3 on the open. September, 2.51 1/2, up 2. December, 2.67, up 2 1/2. March, 2.78 3/4, up 2 1/2. July, 2.96 1/2, up 3 1/2 on the open. September oats opened at 1.96 1/2, up 1 1/2 on the open. July beans opened at 6.01, up 6 1/2 on the open. August, 6.07, up 6 1/2. September, 6.14, up 7. November, 6.28, up 7. January, 6.38, up 7 1/2. March, 6.46, up 8 1/2. May, 6.45, up 5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 1.75.20, up 1.80 on the open. August, 1.76.30, up 1.90. July soybean oil opened at 26.45, up 13 on the open. August, 26.65, up 20. At the Merck August feeders, open at 1.17.25, unchanged on the open. September, 1.16.75, down 15. October, 1.15.85, up 30 on the open. August live cattle open at 86.85, unchanged on the open. The October contract, unchanged as well. It's open at 90.45. July lean hogs open at 73.10, down 5 on the open. August, 71.60, down 7 1/2. October, 62.85, unchanged. December, 58.85, down 15 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 95.40, down 87 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have a firmer tone across all of the commodity pits this morning. Is that all about the weather?
I think a lot, I think part of it, and you're speaking of the grain pits, I think a lot of that is really weather, but I'm kind of wondering if some of the outside market influences generally that we've had this week are not playing a small part in this game as well. We had crude oil yesterday reach up to new record highs. We're off a little bit today. You had the gold market strong. You had the commodity indexes themselves all up. And I know the old CRB, which is now called the Continuous Commodity Index, it's up flirting with its all-time high we had not too long ago. So, I kind of wonder if some of these outside influences aren't playing a part as well, especially given that there's been a lot of talk here over the last, two or three months anyway, that grain markets are still undervalued relative to everything else. But weather is probably the big thing day to day.
And throw in the fact that the dollar is a little bit softer today at 85.33 at the moment. I want to talk a little bit about where we are in AgriVisor in terms of new crop strategies. What are you advising folks at this time?
At the moment, we're kind of on hold. We're up to 40-50% sold on corn beans right now. And we're kind of using these prices up in here maybe to get some catch-up stuff done. But, I think right now when you look at the grain market and you look at what's happened here over the last week itself, you kind of step back a minute and you go, you know, you don't want to get real bearish here just at the moment, given the market's, you know, turn upward. And I'm even kind of impressed with the ability to sustain gains so far this week, too, amid ideas, you know, when you look at weather, that arguably there shouldn't be any real outstanding strength in this mix, although weather forecasts right now are a little bit questionable. I don't want to say questionable, but uncertain. But I'm just kind of impressed with the way the market's held its gains, and so I tend to back away. And, you know, I even am looking at this picture from a livestock producer's standpoint, and I'm really starting to sit here and question, do we really need to become more proactive again about telling people, you know, maybe you need to be looking at protecting some long-term feed input prices, or at least buying some insurance on it.
So December corn now 269 and a quarter, up 4 3/4 on the day, a place, as you suggest, for catch-up sales. I think you were looking at 265 in your last AgriVisor column. Interesting thing about these corn from a technical standpoint, up above the long-term down uptrend line again, and today now up against the 50-day moving average and heading toward, well, above the 100-day.
Well, yeah, we've been above the 100-day, and, you know, the 50-day, we were above it yesterday and broke, and today we're back flirting above it again here at this particular point in time. You know, we're just a little bit above it. You know, so you're really starting to see, you know, there's some technical things going on. We were due for a 7-week low there right at the end of June. Hit that one right on the mark, you know, and turned up strong, too. And I think that's the thing that impressed me, was not only did we have a strong day on Friday, which you would have expected some strength in there based off the USDA numbers, and then also you throw in into the week, into the month, into the quarter type things, and, you know, you got anybody been short going, okay, I'm out of here. And so you didn't have anybody selling against it. But we came back and had a strong Monday. Yesterday we're down a little bit, but here we are today back up a little bit. You know, so we're hanging on to these gains at this point in a fairly impressive fashion. You know, and if we continue to do that this week, you know, that just makes me tend to be a little bit more positive, even in the short run on this thing, than being negative.
You want producers to be sold on 2007 with hedge to arrive at some point?
Oh, we've done some out there. We haven't done a whole lot yet. And my attitude, you know, when I look back at this whole long-term commodity picture, this is part personal, too, in that I'm kind of like, what's the hurry? You know, I know there have been people that started all the way back in February, and we're starting to promote selling this 2007 and some 2008 stuff. And I'm kind of backing away going, people, give this thing time. Because I think the one thing that continually gets lost in this whole mix, we don't have any surplus in the world, folks. And, you know, you run into any crop problem anywhere, and you're holding on to a stick of dynamite. You know, and so you just have this air of patience from a long-term perspective, at least for now. And I still have that to a degree, even though here back, it's been about 3 weeks or so ago, we made a little bit of sale in terms of 07 stuff on corn and wheat, but we really didn't step out there very aggressively either.
November beans now 627 and a quarter, up 6 1/4 a day. Seems like a pretty good place to make some catch-up sales to me.
Yeah, if you want, you know, and again, you know, to me, that's the common thread. It's maybe a catch-up sale, but, you know, the way I'm looking at this thing this morning, you know, you opened up strong. We've held strength here at this point after having a down day yesterday, and everybody said it's a top. You know, I guess my attitude in corn and beans, even on making those catch-up sales, is kind of like, you know, kind of prove this thing out to me. And, you know, I guess I would step back in both of them and go, you know, I probably would be more willing as a person to wait and see if this thing could go down and have some ideas. I'll make some sales if we break lower rather than trying to be, you know, cute and selling the strength here. So I think I'd probably wait to see if we drop below yesterday's low before I'd even think about making even catch-up sales. You know, another thing of note here, and, you know, it's something that, your listeners don't watch. You know, earlier this year we had Kansas City wheat out to its highest level since 1996.
Minneapolis today.
Minneapolis did it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Went to its highest level, Minneapolis wheat futures since 1996, took out the 2002 high. So, you know, there we continue to get these subtle little signs that come into this mix at this point that aren't especially negative. You know, the market itself, and you look at the crop and everything, you know, you get a little bit careful about being a real bull, but at the same time, I think people need to be careful about being strong, aggressive bears.
Thank you much, Dale.
Bye.
Dale Dirkholtz of AgVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, sunny and pleasant. Wind speeds across the two states remaining under 10 miles an hour. The minimum afternoon relative humidity between 30 and 40%. Temperatures from 73 to 85. Tonight, clear lows ranging from the mid-50s to the low 60s. Then tomorrow, sunny highs from 80 near Lake Michigan to 87 in west central and southwestern Illinois. With wind speeds of 5 to 10, minimum afternoon relative humidity between 30 and 40%. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock. In the studio, Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.
Our agricultural audience might want to stay around for the first hour today with bug eradication on the schedule.
That's right. Now, on these programs, we really concentrate on the home landscape, but could be a lot of folks have problems of one kind or another of insects in the home, in their yard, in their garden. And the guest in hour number one will be Phil Nixon. He's an extension entomologist at the U of I. He's been with us many times before, and he is here to help out people who have insect pest problems. So if you had some bug issue, you want to call in. Phil can tell you how to take care of it.